This meeting, this is the Banchetti Independent School District Student Health Advisory Committee. My name is Robin Darrington. I'm the Assistant Superintendent for Teaching and Learning. Present, we have, you want to tell us your names?
Sheena Miller, District Nurse.
Okay.
Angelica Escobar, Elementary Principal.
Ramiro Peña Banchetti, Junior High Principal.
Thank you so much for being here. I'll let you write all that down. So today's agenda, we're going to talk about we're going to start with our district mission and vision. And then let's add, we have Leah is our school nutritionist is here also to join us. We're going to start, as we would start every meeting, with our district mission and vision. The district mission is empowering and equipping all BISD students with the knowledge and skills necessary for a lifetime of success. Our district vision is a proud history and an unlimited future. And if you'll just, I'm recording this, it's recorded, so can you just state your name for us?
Sherry House.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you here. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. So today is really our first meeting, and it's really kind of just an overview and to kind of get to know each other a little bit and understanding the purpose of the shack. Before we get started, though, rather than me telling you what our norms are going to be, we're all adults. I'd like for us to come up with our norms when we have our meeting. So, would anybody like to suggest one of the norms that we would have for our meeting?
I would like to suggest respect the opinions of all members present.
Okay.
Start on time, end on time.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody else have anything else? That's okay. If we only have two norms, that's fine. I think we're all adults, and I think we're all here because we want to be. So, okay. So does everyone here agree with our two norms? Does that sound like things that we can follow, or is there anything you want to add? Okay. Perfect. I want to kind of just go around the room and let everybody tell their name and what they do, and I'll start. My name is Robin Darrington. I'm the Assistant Superintendent for Teaching and Learning. This is my first year in Banchetti ISD. This is my third year as an assistant superintendent, and I've had the responsibility of Shack under me for the past 8 years. So I'm really grateful that we are able to make time to have our meetings. I know that in this fall we didn't have any meetings, but being new to the district, a lot of my first semester was the listen and learn and figure out what systems we had in place. So we are required by law to have 4 meetings, so we will have one now. We will have one in April, May, at the 1st of May, and then we'll do an end of year at the end of May, and at that meeting we'll kind of try to look forward and set our meetings for next school year now, because by then we will have our school calendar for next year. That way we all know when it's going to be, we all agree upon when they'll be, and I would like to do 2 in the fall and 2 in the spring so that we're not trying to do everything all at the end. There is no new adoptions. The health adoption was last school year, so we don't have any new health adoptions or anything like that, but we'll look at some after today's meeting where we just kind of do an introduction. We'll set our agenda for next time, and we can really dig into what are the roles of the shack. Today is going to be just like a little overview, but we will go into what the law says that the shack committee is to do, and we'll also hope to get more parents involved in the future. I think that would be our goal, because the shack committee should be a majority of parents, but it's just getting people involved, and it's an important committee. It's talking about our students and their well-being, their nutrition, their health, their mental well-being. So we want to make sure that we get input. So Sheena, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm the district nurse of Banchetti. Previously, like 8 or 9 years ago, for a couple years, and now I'm back.
This is
my second year.
Leah Sivas, food service. This is my 14th year here, so A lot of things have changed since I started, and there's going to be a lot more changes to come.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Sherry House, I'm just a parent.
You're not just a parent. You're a parent. We're so grateful for you to be here, too. How many kids do you have in our school?
One for now. One will be here next year, then I'll
have two. Awesome. And what grade?
I'll have kinder and second.
Oh, because you're first right now? That's awesome. Okay, thank you for being here.
I'm Halika Escobar. I am the principal for the elementary. This is my second year here, and I'm also a parent.
Awesome.
Ramiro Pena, principal at the junior high. 16 years here. This is my 12th as a junior high principal.
That is awesome. And we're really grateful to have the opportunity to get to have our meeting in this brand new, beautiful library. So thank you, Mrs. Escobar, for allowing us to do that. So I'm just going to kind of go over, because the first agenda really... after me speaking this time, the next meeting, I'm not going to be doing all the speaking because we're going to set our agenda of what we're going to do. I'm just kind of want to go, I'm going to read to you a little overview that I copied and pasted to kind of understand what the role of the SHAC committee is. So a student health advisory committee that we call SHAC is a group appointed by the school district to serve at the district level. Now, last year, the school board approved the people who came last year to be on it. That approval lasts for a 2-school-year period. So at the beginning of next school year, at our August board meeting, whoever in May that we that says, yes, I want to come and participate, they will be approved. As now the parents are the only ones that have to be approved on that. All the rest of us are district people, so we are automatically just members of the SHAC. Members of the SHAC come from different areas of the community and from within the school district. The majority of members must be parents who are not employed by the district. So that's why we really hope to recruit more parents than we have. Texas law requires the establishment of a SHAC for every school district, and SHACs are required to meet at least 4 times a year. Some of the things that we will be talking about are, you know, like, just a continuation of what grades that we offer the health education, which at this time we only offer it for 6th grade. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so, and also our human sexuality that we haven't got the books in yet. So that's another thing that we'll be doing. And anything like that before anything that is taught or presented in the classroom, all the materials are posted online for viewing, but we would not ever have a student participate in that without a parent consent form. Now, in most cases, parents have to sign to opt out for things. However, with human sexuality, they have to sign consent to participate. So it's a little bit different. It just gives that extra layer for parents to know that we're not trying to present anything that you do not feel comfortable, because that is a very controversial topic, and parents have different opinions, and even us as educators have different opinions about that. So so that's kind of that. We did our norms. I didn't mean to put that on there twice. I guess I put it up at the top. Okay, so for purposes of electing a chair and a co-chair, the people that were approved by the SHAC, by the board, they only have to appoint, the law says they only have to appoint 5 people, and they have already done that. So anyone that's here, even though you weren't appointed or approved by the board, it's okay, because they only have to approve 5 of the people. So for the chair, the law does say that the chair needs to be a non-school employee. That doesn't mean you're not going to get support from me, because I will help you along the way. But if you don't want to do it, you just say, and we'll try to find somebody else that was in there last year.
Anyone else like a non-school
because you're the only parent. Yeah. So that's okay if you don't want to do that until we get a chair and a co-chair. I know for sure that Sheena doesn't mind doing the notes, and I don't mind putting the agenda together, because I know what the laws are and the things that we need to go over. I just don't want it to. I don't want anyone here to think that I'm trying to direct or tell you what to do, because I will tell you that is not me. I very much believe in the inclusiveness and having conversations, and you know, I work with the principals. We always, you know, talk about things. Really big on the why. Why do we do these things? This is an important committee because of the input, so we can table that until the next meeting so that we can do that. So for now, we'll just make you the temporary note taker. So really, that's kind of all we have today, except for like some of the things that we're going to have to talk about I would like to for us to talk about some of the things that Shaq is responsible for, like talking about our nutritious meals that we offer and having Leah come and talk to us about that. Maybe having Leah bring some samples of the things that they provide, because it's not like when we were in school. The nutrition has changed so much. The food is really good. We utilize Leah to make our food for meetings that we have with parents, and it's just, I mean, the quality of the food is just amazing. They do a great job. We're really blessed to have her in the leadership role there. There's a lot of rules and federal regulations that she has to follow, so it's a very tricky. Yes, it's a very tricky. It's a very tricky, hard thing to balance without losing your mind. So those are some of the things. I would also like for us to put topics that are very relevant, like vaping, because as you know, they're getting trickier and trickier with the vape. So I actually got an email the other day from our superintendent, and so did the principals, on the different things that they're using. So I think that would be a good thing for us to come and talk to you, to educate parents here in this meeting. I just think drugs and alcohol, those kind of things would be very good topics. I also, my goal for next school year, because I'd really like to build this into something really strong, I would really like for us to maybe next year offer for some of our juniors and senior students to be a part of this, because we can have them do, I would really like for them to be advocates, people that are very interested in that. We have kids that are definitely, I can already picture it, and having them help us advocate and maybe helping us with Red Ribbon Week and helping with drug awareness and vaping awareness. And there's a lot of things we can partner with. We can do with Healthy Heart, the American Heart Association. They used to call it Jump Rope for Heart when we were in school, and now it's called Healthy Heart Campaign. They provide all of the things for us, and then the kids get to do the activities, and they love it. So those are things that I'd really like to see us working toward getting in our district, because I want...
I just finished it.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I did not know you did it.
I didn't either.
I did it. So you did the American, the Healthy Heart? Oh my gosh, that's
Coach
great.
Does it.
Well, that's awesome. There we go. So now I know. Okay, that's even more exciting. So we've got things going on that maybe we just, you know, like come together and find out what are we already doing in place and what can we get. And I do know that the American Heart Association, outside of the Healthy Heart, we partnered with them in my former district, and they actually came in and did professional development with our district and campus leadership on vaping, because it's such an issue. They have an entire curriculum on it. Very non-controversial, but they have all of the things to hand out and the campaign, and then helping the kids get involved, because they have projects that they can have them do. Our kids can get community hours for that, and also too, our students who are going, you know, we want all of our kids to have the opportunity to go to college. It looks really good on college applications to participate in the Shaq committee and to lead projects and become leaders in our district. So, so I am open to taking agenda items for our next meeting, and then we can determine when we'd like to meet again in April. Does anyone have a topic that you would specifically like to address for our April meeting?
I know last year one of the things we did, because at the end of the year, we did a walkathon.
Okay.
It was a community walkathon that turned out really well. So
maybe...
We did it in May. I think it was like once testing was over, we did it at the stadium, and we had ordered water bottles for you completed a mile, you got a water bottle, and that was... We had a lot of community members turn out, so that's something we need to kind of...
Perfect. So we can make April a planning meeting for that. Does that sound good? Okay. And y'all ordered water bottles. That sounds really awesome. Another thing that I know that I think they did last year too, is something that they had therapy dogs come in during summer school. Is that correct? Or when did they come in?
They came in when one of our teachers passed.
Okay. That might be something that I can look into to see if maybe during our summer, you know, because our kids that are in summer school, other than the enrichment we offer, a lot of the kids in a summer school are there because they're behind and we're trying to catch them up. And so that causes a lot of anxiety to be told by your teacher, you know, you need to come and be here for summer school. So I think the therapy dogs would be really good for those kids. And even for the teachers who are taking, you know, even though we're paying them to be here for summer school, you know, they're giving up their summer to be here. So having that therapy dog thing for them too.
One of our parents does the therapy dog.
Can you get me in touch with that? Okay, perfect. I would, because I'd really like to see if we could do that. I think that'd be good.
She even knows her.
Okay. All right. let's look at our calendars and see when would we like to meet? Because March, you know, we have spring break, so I would like for us to meet in April for that planning, meet again at the beginning of May, and then maybe again at the end of May to kind of set our tone for next school year. So let's pull up our April. Today is a Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a good or a bad day for y'all? I'm just going to...
It's good because of sports. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing
so
going on.
That's so kind of...
Because it's UCD, there's no sports.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then is 4:30 a good time for everybody to get here? So, or is do you... Because I'm open.
I could start earlier. I mean, we're done with this missile at 3:40. Mm-hmm.
And would it be easier for you because you have dismissal just to come right in and us have a meeting?
That's fine, yes. The 5th of April is not good.
Okay, 5th of April is not good. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to get there because I had to move my calendar to where it's by the day because I'm getting older and I can't see.
We have a board meeting that night, but it's not until 6:30.
Yeah, so we could do that. And then the 12th? Mm-hmm. We could have our...
Knock them all out.
Yeah. So Wednesday, April the 12th, is everybody agree to that time? And then would we want to do 4 o'clock or will that give everybody else time to get over here, Mr. Pena?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do 4 p.m. on April the 12th and then Sheena and I will make sure we'll work together to get the thing posted. At the end of this meeting, I have, I think, 10 days. I will post this. I will take the recording, and I will upload it on the computer, and I will post it with the notes that she has and then the sign-in sheet. And then when you come back in April when we meet again, if there's other topics, because we kind of talked about some of the things, the vaping and the things that I want it to really be driven by our needs and what we have in our community. But I think all of those things are very relevant. I think it's very, very important that we help our kids get healthy habits now so that they move forward with those healthy habits into adulthood. Okay, so at this time it is 4:51 and I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, and all in favor of adjourning? Okay, and that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 to 0. Okay, thank you so much.